A comedy about cartoons and activism returns today with a second season.
I'm an ally. I still post black squares to Instagram every week.
Actually, you can stop doing that.
That's Hulu's Woke. It's about a black cartoonist who dives into social justice advocacy after he's brutalized by police. And I know that sounds heavy and serious, but Woke is a funny watch. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us for more. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
So Woke is dealing with similar serious issues with other series, but it's really taking a humorous turn on them. How do they pull this off?
Well, it's interesting. They managed to poke fun both at people who are clueless about how police brutality works or how race works, but also poke fun at people who consider themselves knowledgeable, but maybe are a little too intense about it or maybe are a little hypocritical about it. We've got this great scene, for example, that takes place on a bus where Keith Knight, who's a cartoonist, is talking to a couple of people who know his work, and they are quote-unquote woke, and they start to argue. So let's check it out.
Your speech blew my mind. Without the black lines, the white page is nothing.
Right. Oh my God, I love that. I'm adding that to my quote wall.
Oh, well, you should put it on your fridge right next to your signed picture of Kamala. I think Kamala's a cop.
Okay. You wouldn't say that if she was a man.
Yeah, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Okay. Well, yeah, no, this just got heated. This happens to be my style, so I'm going to go before the gloves come off.
So as you can sort of hear, you know, the hypocrisy there and the intensity there. But what I like about Woke is that even though it pokes fun at sort of the absurdities and the excesses on both sides of these issues, it never trivializes the actual issues. It always comes back to the idea that this stuff is real and that sometimes the way we react to it is the absurd part of that equation.
Speaking of absurdity, I mean, by the way, Lamorne Morris, the lead actor, absolutely carries off the silent looks that he gives people, the dry.
I know. That's what we're missing in radio, is to see his reaction when this argument breaks out is the best part of it.
The best. But speaking of absurdity, there's inanimate objects that talk to him. A pen, trash cans, they all begin speaking to the main character, Keith Knight, after police rough him up. So how does that particular plot line evolve in the second season?
Yeah, so the framework of the show is basically Keith Knight is this up-and-coming cartoonist, and he's somebody who writes kind of an innocuous comic strip. And when he's challenged on it because he's African-American, he says, you know, I just want to focus on, you know, being funny, and, you know, I don't want to get concerned with all the social justice stuff. And then he gets roughed up by the police in a case of sort of mistaken identity. And because of the PTSD from that experience, he starts to imagine that inanimate objects are talking to him. And yeah. J.B. Smooth is the voice of the pen, for example. And
so
Cedric the Entertainer is the voice of a trash can that talks to him. So it's really funny. You know, the stuff they say to him is really funny. But in the second season, they kind of ease away from that. At this point in the show, in the second season, we're catching up with Keith after he's kind of made his struggles public and he's gained a public following. We've got another clip that kind of speaks to that, where he's talking to his roommates about, you know, what does he do next? You know, what's his next chapter? So let's check it out.
I know about oppression. If I want to be truly effective, I have to talk about other issues, you know? I don't want to be a one-hit wonder.
Okay. Do you know why most one-hit wonders are one-hit wonders?
Because they suck an album. Suck.
Sophomore slump. It's real. Look it up.
So he's worried about a sophomore slump already. You know, like he's been talking about police brutality for about 5 minutes.
Exactly.
So there's a lot to lampoon in this environment.
And we should mention that this is very loosely based on an actual artist and cartoonist. Keith Knight is a real person. I have one of his prints on my wall. What kind of grade do you give this here? Is this a second season that's worth the watch?
I feel like people, to coin a phrase, people kind of slept on this show, right?
Yeah.
and sometimes you wonder if it isn't the title, for example, because I remember when Black-ish first came out, I remember talking to Anthony Anderson about this, you know, where some people assume that like a white producer came up with that and they were making fun of black people. And, you know, he had to kind of explain where the title came from. And I feel like with woke too, you know, like if you're into social justice movements, you may feel it's insulting. If you're not, you may feel like it's about something you don't care about. But the thing is, you know, it's a great comedy that I think people should check out.
Yeah. And bear in mind that the main person who is woke in this series is the main character, a black artist. So that brings the irony just a little further. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.